You're listening to The Hub.
On screen.
Coming to you from ABC RN, on air, on podcast and via the ABC Listen app. Your host is Jason DeRosso.
Some other films releasing in cinemas this week. The Happy Time Murders is a Meet the Feebles-inspired black comedy featuring puppets and live actors, or meat sacks, as they're called in this film. It's directed by Brian Henson, son of Muppets founder Jim Henson. It stars Melissa McCarthy, who plays opposite a little man made of blue felt. Now, she's a cop. He is her disgraced former partner, who's become a jaded small-time private eye. There's no love lost between them, but they team up again to investigate a series of homicides involving puppets from a 1980s children's show called Happy Time, hence the title of the film. An amusing premise that needed a lot more polish for a film that features puppets on drugs, making porn, and dying in all sorts of gruesome ways. The Happy Time Murders is surprisingly dull. Its funniest moment is Melissa McCarthy trying to kick down a door. Its second funniest moment is the one I'm about to play you, where McCarthy snorts the puppet's drug of choice, sugar, and passes out for a moment. There's a warning, some strong language lies ahead.
Look at this, Sacramento Red Hot, grade 8 hyper sucrose. You're to put a human in a diabetic coma for a month, but to a puppet, pure ecstasy.
I'm not doing that.
Do it, meat sack. Take it.
Oh, sorry about your dead human friend, Phillips.
Wait for it.
Good shit.
Fuck me.
Yeah, it sounds a lot funnier than it actually is. And it's one of those films that ends with a blooper reel that runs on screen as the end credits roll, showing, in this case, puppeteers cracking up basically at their own work mid-take. And it's just so unfortunate that they're having more fun than the audience. You'd be better off spending your money on a new Australian film that's also out this week. West of Sunshine is the debut feature from writer-director Jason Raftopoulos. Now, he spoke about making this film independently on this show a couple of weeks ago. You can find it on the Hub on Screen website. He was speaking to producer Hannah Riesch. The film is told over a single day. It's a road movie set in the suburbs of Melbourne about a father and son, a vintage muscle car, and a gambling debt that has to be paid by nightfall. Has a lot of heart, this film, sympathetic to the plight of its flawed, self-sabotaging 30-something protagonist played by Damien Hill as he struggles to maintain dignity in the eyes of his child. He sports tattoos and a longish haircut that's vaguely reminiscent of Keith Urban, or perhaps, at least in terms of the haircut, Nick Giannopoulos. And it makes his character seem a touch Peter Pan-ish. There's definitely a vanity about him, which I think the film addresses in one of its most powerful and affecting scenes towards the end. Unfortunately, though, Raftopoulos can't quite sustain the emotional rhythm and dramatic momentum throughout. The elements are there, but the execution stutters, unsurprisingly perhaps, for a first film that is this ambitious and modestly resourced. But it's worth a look.